What's up, guys? Welcome back to another FL Teams quick recap on the first couple games of this new Miami Heat season. So I'm just going to give you guys a couple quick takes that I have. And first of all, Tyler Hero, he's been balling out. Had a great game last game and is definitely building off of what was a pretty solid season for him last year. Now, I think, okay, this could be a bit of a stretch, but the front court, Thomas Bryant as a starter is something that I can see as a possibility. I doubt it's going to be at the center position, obviously because of Bam Adebayo, but I could definitely see him playing at power forward based on the fact that he's also not the tallest player, but he can do damage in the paint and also is like has a solid field goal percentage. Now let's talk about the two ways. Jamal Kane, great game last game. I believe he dropped 22 points. Great job on his part. Justin Champagne, doing well. He had a good season with the Celtics last year. Just came over to Miami and is kind of showing how he still has some NBA promise left in him. And although the Heat, you know, didn't really make too many moves over the offseason, I still think that there's a lot of potential in this team. You know, Pat Riley not making moves is a normal now for Heat fans to expect. But I think that there is a solid core. And I think that, you know, the fact that they kept Kyle Lowry is a good sign. Kevin Love, I mean, he's getting old, so that's kind of irrelevant. But we're looking good. Like, we're looking decent. You know, 1-1 to start the first two games. Just get ready for what's next, you know? And building off of some of these new two-way guys and getting a new look of, like, the offense, things like that. Duncan Robinson's balling out. We're going to have a good year. That's really it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.